poets to come, orators, singers, musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it through the work week. You've made it to Friday night. You've made it through to World Poetry Open Mic, the show that puts silly into psilocybin.
Wait, hold on. There is no silly in psilocybin.
You've obviously not taken mushrooms in, my friend.
That is true.
All right. So, I'm your poet extraordinaire, J. Todd Underhill. And on my left-hand side, he's also on my right-hand side, just because Michael's missing in action tonight, he is the Half Squatch.
Good evening, and good evening.
Yeah, Michael's not really missing in action. He's actually having a lot more fun than we are. He had committed to being a groomsman in a wedding. So he is surrounded by bridesmaids, I am sure. No, I don't know what's going on, but I hope he's having a great time there. And,
yes.
You know, in typical Amadei fashion. Leave it at that.
There we go.
All right. So, with Michael not here, I'm actually going to do two commercials, and they're unapproved by him, but who knows? He may like them, he may not. All right. So, World Poetry Open Mic is being brought to you by the World Poetry Open Mic Anthology 2. If you've not submitted yet, by all means, email your submission to worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com with the word anthology in the subject line. That way we know it's in submission for the book. Also, World Poetry Open Mic is being brought to you by Posick Fest. Actually, the other way around, Posick Fest is being brought to you by World Poetry Open Mic. September 17th at Java Jam Cafe. We're going to have the likes of Dennis White. We're going to have the likes of Cynthia Sharp, the birthday girl herself tonight. Harley Joe, who's a regular on the show, has also said she will perform.
Awesome.
From last year's set, poet Seth is going to be there. M.D. Friedman's going to do double duty. He's bringing his music crew, and he's going to do a spoken word art set.
Okay.
We've got lots of great lineups. More to come on the actual full rundown on the list, but there are some great musicians coming. Tony Medina, all the way, well, he moved back to Denver, but from St. Louis, moved back here just so he could be. Okay, so not probably just so he could be with Posick
no,
Fest.
Totally, just so he could be on Posick
Fest. He arranged for it. He went to his boss. He's like, look, you know, I really want to perform at this Posick Fest. If you don't move me, I might have to commit arson. Anyway, no,
wow.
I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Wow.
All right. So what we do here, aside from horrible jokes, is we do poetry. And actually, you guys do poetry. You do amazing poetry. We want to hear some now. First five callers, 720-240-9766.
That is 720-240-9766.
Or you can always use Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic. Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice, we are Poetic Justice Incarnate. We are World Poetry Open Mic. We are the next evolution in poetry radio. There you go.
I had it.
That's all right. I saw you juggling it. It looked good. The arc that you threw into that pawn was amazing. All right. For those that are listening along, if you can hear us, great. If you can't, you're not going to be able to hear me saying this, but hang in there with us. We're troubleshooting as we go.
I'm going to just check something.
All right.
Keep talking. Just a moment.
So, for those of you that didn't listen in last week, I actually do a podcast on our off weeks. Check out soundcloud.com/jtoddunderhill. I do a thing called Coffee with Underhill. Literally the first waking moments of each day, I actually record like a mini podcast, usually about 3 to 5 minutes long. I read two of my own poems, and then I do a cover poem as well. And there was a special event this week, but we'll cover that in a few moments. But it looks like we are ready to take our first caller. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right.
For whatever reason now, I can't get out of my chat.
That's all right.
I'm stuck in the chat room.
All right.
Okay, yes, we are ready.
Please welcome from New York, leading us off, she is Lorraine.
Hello, welcome back. Did you have a good vacation?
The boys had a great vacation. I'm burnt. No, I didn't take a vacation. Like I said, I do a podcast the weeks that we're off.
Oh, gee, I'm missing all this because of the internet. God knows when they come out with these self-driving cars.
You follow me on Facebook, right?
No, I try to, but my internet, I've been having all kinds of issues with it, and going to ATT hasn't helped, so I'm in that area of limbo, you know, purgatorial, internet.
I hope it's not purgatory.
No, I was raised Catholic, too.
It's Long Island.
I'm just hoping it's beyond purgatory, see. That's
well,
where I want.
Well, I hope so. But it's good to hear you again. And I was taking the kind of personally. I thought you didn't want to talk to me last week. So I just said, I'm not going to call them anymore. And then I realized, you know, on the internet. Yeah. Well, I feel much better now. And while you were away, I broke my right wrist, and I'm right-handed. So I'm totally useless. I haven't written anything for about 2 weeks, so I'm going to read you something that's 2 weeks old. It's not a wolf pack. It doesn't have a howl,
You're doing fine in my book because the boys, for 4 years, I haven't broken anything. They said I'm totally useless, so, you know.
Well, I can't believe that. Maybe it's a body cast you need, you know, and then you move on from there. I don't know. They told me I need 2 months of this silly cast on. I picked pink, so... You know, maybe if you guys were near, I would have you sign it. But, you know,
When you get the cast off, send it to us. We'll sign it, and then we'll send it back to you. Probably
that,
not.
You know,
just
that's
kidding.
A deal. I will FedEx it to you when it's off my arm. I can't wait.
Okay.
Anyhow, this thing that I'm going to read you tonight is called Shadows. Serenity runs deep. I am at peace when I can see my life before me. What I've done, why I've done it, and for who. The wise baffle me, they always have. I don't always know the answers. The what's come with their own answers. The who's, well, these change. They call themselves excuses, the kind I can't explain. And when they stop moving, they burn. And I'm left with ashes of explanations. To see beyond this, I need tunnel vision. What falls directly in my line of sight, I see. But what is around and in back of it, I don't see. It's blocked. Being blind to some things can mean being blind to all things. Front and center is not always most important. It's the blind spots that dictate what happens and how the world sees us. And God knows shadows change everything. Thank you.
Very well done, Lorraine.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So
I
good
love
to
your
hear
writing.
You guys.
And you know what? The wise baffle me too, but I spend as much time as I can trying to just be in the moment and not even ponder the
exactly.
wise.
Exactly. Figuring out, you know, I've had a lot more time to think with my hand in a cast and being someone, now I know the true meaning of handicap, but it's like, you know, you look at your life in retrospect, and some things you understand that you've done, some things remain kind of, you know, in that limbo, and other things, they explain themselves. I've been reviewing my life, and I think I have a lot more work to do. So
you do.
I
you have a lot more writing to do, too.
Yeah.
You know, Lorraine, you can always type one-handed.
The left hand.
I've been doing that for years. Oh, wait. No, that's after dark.
No, really. Now, are any of you guys singularly like right-handed or left-handed? I am ambidextrous.
I'm amphibious, yes.
You're what?
Amphibious.
Amphibious. Ambidextrous, yeah.
Ambidextrous. I was being funny.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like with the right hand, I, you know, out of whack. I can't pick up coffee cups or brush my teeth or comb my hair. And it's just, it's a terrible place to be. And they told me 6 to 8 weeks. So I bit the doctor and I left. And, you know, I have to live with that. Well, he deserved it, but, you know.
You keep biting the doctor. You know where they're going to put the thermometer on you, right?
I know how they're going to examine me, too. Yes, I've been through that. Take your temperature, dear. Anyhow, it's good to see you guys back. It's good to hear you. And welcome back.
Awesome. Thank you, Lorraine. And we love you.
We love you. I love you.
That was Lorraine on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Nice. Good to hear Lorraine back.
Yes, very much so.
No, Lorraine, we didn't want to talk to anybody last week. That's why we took the week off. It wasn't just you, per se.
Yeah, everybody we didn't want to talk to. No.
It was an equal thing we didn't want to talk. You know.
As a matter of fact, I don't even think... I didn't even talk to Michael last week.
I didn't. I was pretty much busy doing what I was doing. Yeah. So...
Yeah, we did.
And it's not that I don't love you guys. It's I love you guys, but every time we take a week off, we need some time away.
We do. And it's good. It is a healthy thing.
But it's good to be back, and I've missed you guys.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Michael's not here. He's taking an extra week off. It's part of his parole agreement and his psychological study. I'm just kidding.
That's really totally weird. Agreed. He told me he was going to a wedding.
That liar. All right. So we do have another caller lined up. Please welcome, calling from the UK. He is Titus.
Good day, JT. Good morning, should I say.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, brilliant. Thank you.
It's rather early where you're at. Thank you for joining us.
That's all right, yes. It's always a pleasure. I've missed the last 2 weeks through holiday, but I'm catching up on the podcasts.
Yeah, that's fine. You'll catch your best up for last week because we all weren't here last week.
Oh, you weren't? Okay. So she'll have a hard job finding you. Okay.
No, you'll have no problem. But just don't get surprised if you hear yourself and you're like, I didn't call them last week. That's because it's the best of.
I normally do that when I'm composing poetry. The number of times you're looking in the mirror at yourself reading and thinking, well, is that right? Yeah, and then you put it down on paper. So, yes, I'm used to that.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what you got for us tonight, brother?
Yes, I've got a poem. I wrote it yesterday, actually. It's called Amortentia. It's a love potion. It's an elixir. And it's titled Amortentia and Elixir Lucretius. Okay. The potion. Lucretius gazing into a speculum. Love beyond radiance I have suffered long. A time of wait. Anticipation weeps. I cannot for the life of me belong to anyone, who's anyone who keeps themselves alone. My love run deep, but idol worship time has changed a man from being in love with to roam devout, forgotten of this world. The sun it can give rays to waking up when feeling down, the domain of a dream that skulks around. I dare not wait while so apart are we. Unable to bring back a one last breath, a longed for sight coincides with death to bring an end to all this misery. A potion that is filled with ones bereft, although for whom I'm given what is left. That is it, sir.
Very well done, my brother.
I actually wrote that in the late 80s when I was people say I'm good, but I was a lousy writer then, but I've been going back to works to actually re-edit them and improve them. So that's where that came from.
Awesome. And you were a good writer back then. Don't sell yourself short. Please don't ever sell your work short, brother. I am a huge fan.
Oh, no. I've seen it. I mean, I can judge now what's good and what's bad, I think. But that needed a lot of actually, I'm hoping that will go into a play one day. Yes. Yeah.
Well, I got to say, I look at my works from like the late 80s, early 90s, and I'm like, I was a horrible poet. But then I realize for the poet I was at that point in time, I was actually really a good poet. It's just I didn't have the experience that I do now.
I think you've summed that up very well, yes. There's always a time when I come off of this show and I'm thinking, you give me a few things to think about, and that's one of them. Thank you.
Beautiful. Titus, keep sharing your wisdom with us. I'm glad that you call our show, my friend.
Thank you. See you next week. Bye.
See you next week. That was Titus on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. That's what I love about our show. People all over the world sharing their works, whether it be United Kingdom, India, Tunisia, or right in the People's Republic of Connecticut. We always have good work. Please welcome Barbara.
I missed you guys last week.
I know I missed you, but I got to say, I got to ask, did you check out the birthday podcast that I did for you?
I didn't. I'm sorry. I will go and look.
Go back to my Facebook page for September 31st on your birthday and listen
July
to that.
July 31st. Part.
July, sorry. What did I say?
September?
I've got Posick Fest on the mind.
Dude, my goodness.
You moved it, and there isn't. That's really interesting because there isn't a day, September 31st.
Hey, that speak for yourself. That's leap day for me.
And just so you know, Barbara, September's Posick Fest was awesome.
Yes. Just want you to know.
Oh, sorry.
It's the flux capacitor in DeLorean. It enables us to experience September 31st.
There we go.
Oh, that's how you do it. Okay.
Yeah. So, no, go back and listen to July 31st entry. You'll like it. I even tagged you in it, Barbara. There was no excuse.
Oh, I don't know. I was so busy. I'm so busy now.
You were having cake, weren't you?
Yes, just admit I was the truth. Having cake, yes. Unfortunately, we couldn't eat it all. We had to throw it out because it was whipped cream cake. And
oh.
We let it sit too long in the refrigerator. I know.
Sweet abuse. That's not very good. All right.
I know. Sad to throw out cake. But, I wanted buttercream. My daughter didn't know. She thought I liked whipped cream, but whipped cream just doesn't work with me. So it was delicious, but, couldn't eat it all.
It doesn't last as long. I understand.
Yeah. So we couldn't really freeze it. We had no room. So that was it.
Fair enough. So do you have a sweet poem for us?
I actually do. I'm just wondering if I read you the chocolate poem. Did I read you my chocolate poem?
We think you have, but definitely do it again, because I'd love to hear it again.
Aphrodisiac chocolate dream? Yeah.
I think so. But that's all right. Go for it.
No, that's the one. No, that's the one I have to keep for
Is that for After Dark?
Oh, that's okay. After Dark. No, we don't want that.
Oh, later. To chocolate or chocolate, you want my aphrodisiac?
Hold that for After Dark, right?
Yes.
No, that's the first one. The second one is okay. Oh, to chocolate or chocolate, you are my aphrodisiac. Did I read that last week?
No, nobody read anything last week. We did a best of.
I mean, the week before? Did I read that the week before?
I don't
think so. Okay. Well, I'm writing for Poem Kubali, as Philip is, and I have been writing very interesting poems. This one had to use the words chocolate and aphrodisiac. So my poem title is Ode to Chocolate or Chocolate, You Are My Aphrodisiac. We're saving the other one for After Talk.
All right.
Chocolate, you are a temptress, persuading me to abandon my rigors and slip you into my mouth. Your smooth texture and flavor are enough to bring the best of dieters to their knees. For what is life if not the taste of your divine, exquisite essence? As the mighty rulers have given over their kingdoms to invaders, you invade me with the undulant sweetness and velvety smoothness of your dark confection. In cookbooks lie recipes to entice with melted chocolate and mousse, and I have delved into the depths of chocolate and dived in as if it were an ocean to gulp as much of it as I could at the time, gobbling rabbits and Santas, and letting it melt in my mouth, ambrosia from my spirit and my tongue. Taste buds screaming, yes, 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 as I reach for more and more, until glutted, though never sated. I at last had to end and leave some of it for another time, saying goodbye lovingly, wrapping it carefully in plastic, and hoarding it from others in secret places dark and cool. I crave you as if you were a lover, and unwrap your packages to find the luscious mounds and bars of you. The feel of my lips upon your bumpy surface is indescribable, and I could ponder for long hours whether you or the act of love were the more important in my pantheon of pleasure. Or perhaps both could happen at once for double the fun. From the foil-covered Hanukkah gelt to the moose from the restaurant across the street from Lincoln Center, where they came around with it in large silver tubs and scooped out an enormous glob of heaven on my plate, you are my aphrodisiac. Some need caviar or oysters, but give me chocolate and I will be yours. You are my nemesis and my desire, for without you my life would be a pale, sad, flavorless place, where I just make do with red licorice sticks and hard candy, and no mocha lattes or chocolate chip cookies, or chocolate cupcakes or chocolate cake, or chocolate icing or chocolate ice cream. And how sad a life would it be without you, my dear and lovely chocolate? You never judge or say a harsh word. You are only sweetness and richness. Really, no one could be sad with you around, for you bring the mood up immediately. Maybe we should start handing out chocolate to all of our enemies as they approach. And yes, if you want your guns, let that be. Only load them with chocolate. Think how delicious if all guns shot chocolate into the air or onto your body instead of bullets. The brown stain of chocolate on your fingers as you lick the remains of your wounds. End poem.
All right, Barbara, I have to say, if that's not the poem you're saving for After Dark, that was very close to an After Dark poem.
The one After Dark is way more After Dark.
Okay.
Awesome. Hopefully Michael will be here for that one.
I don't know. I think, no, Michael didn't hear that. I sent it to Philip, but Philip doesn't think anything is too After Dark for anyone.
To be honest, I don't either. I've got the mind of a 13-year-old when After Dark starts, and so what, right?
So,
in fact, if you ask the boys, I've got the mind of a 13-year-old 24/7, but...
at least close to it.
Yeah. Barbara, I thank you for calling our show. I'm looking forward to hearing from you during the After Dark segment as well.
Yes, hopefully I'll get another segment. Are we having the return engagement?
Well, we're doing another segment for sure. We don't know yet if there's going to be a return engagement or if we're just going to go right into After Dark. It depends on how long we go.
Okay, because I have another phone, but it's okay.
Well, we'll see what happens. You know, JT and I are rolling with the punches right now.
All right, I'm getting off.
Awesome. Thank you, Barbara.
Okay, thank you. Okay, bye-bye, guys.
That was Barbara on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. That poem reminds me, there's a shop down the road here, Littleton Boulevard, Maine, Alamo, that,
uh-huh.
Have you been to the Chocolate Therapist?
No.
Oh, dear God, dude.
Wait, you said where?
Chocolate Therapist.
Okay.
It's a shop right along Old Main Street, Littleton.
Uh-huh.
They do all sorts of chocolates. Now, I found, because of me,
yeah,
cashews with chocolate.
Okay.
They do chocolate everything, and then the guy, the shop owner, he's like, it's your first time here, right? I'm like, yeah, of course. He's like, you ever have Mexican drinking chocolate? I'm like, no. He's like, come back here. And literally, it was almost like a drug dealer, but like, come back here. He takes me back to this little coffee bar. He pours out this Mexican drinking chocolate, and literally the richest, darkest chocolate I've ever had in liquid form.
Did it have a little kick of the cinnamon?
No, there was no...
No spice in
no
it?
No spice or anything
really?
Like that. And I'm like, ooh, this is really smooth, dark, and rich. And Barbara's poem brought that to mind. I was like, that's almost like a drug deal.
I might have to go there soon.
Okay. Take your wife there.
Well, yeah.
She'll love you.
I can't,
forever.
I can't go there without her.
Right? Lord knows I can't go there without my wife either. You say the word chocolate in my house, she's like, you got chocolate?
Where?
All right. Someone that's smooth like Mexican drinking chocolate, please welcome from San Diego, she is Boston. Boston?
Hello. Oh, okay.
Hello, welcome back to our show.
Hi. Nice to see you guys.
Nice to see you.
Nice to hear you guys, I'm sorry.
I was going
to
say,
I'm like,
where's the
camera?
What are we doing?
I hear you.
What am I wearing right now?
Nothing.
Oh, shit, she knows.
I'm sitting here editing, and I'm like, oh my gosh. Titus, I'm always editing.
Right.
Oh my gosh. It's like. Wait a minute. What was I saying here? But anyway.
You know, a great Ernest Hemingway once said, write drunk, edit sober.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, mine would be write when I'm asleep and edit when I'm doing my cardio.
Do you keep a dream journal?
No, but I haven't been sleeping long enough to dream.
What?
To be honest with you.
That's not very
really
healthy.
But when I dream vivid, and I actually have visions, so I have things that actually come true.
Really?
Yeah.
But I've had that a couple times myself.
Yeah, I mean, my last business was I added a sports cafe, and 7 years earlier, in my dream, I had a kitchen and we were flipping burgers, and I kept trying to figure out where that was in my business, and 7 years later it happened. Yeah. And I had a salon. So, yeah, there it was.
So,
and
like a sincere deja vu feeling when it actually happened?
No, I created it. But what was weird, in the dream, I was worried about the smell of the burgers. I was worried about the sound. And all of that I took care of when I did my business. It's almost like I already knew what I had to take care of. It was bizarre.
But that's very cool.
Yeah, but anyway, I made it happen. So, there you go.
I'm glad that I'm not the only one that's experienced that, though, because for a long time, I'm like, am I weird? Am I unique? Am I in tune to something that most people aren't? But
yeah,
I'm glad.
I see things. Not dead people, but I see things.
Okay, all right,
I'm glad that you don't see dead people.
I know.
So, what do you got for us tonight?
Well, this was a prompt, and the song was by Adam and Lampert, I Don't Want to Hide Any Part of Me.
Okay.
Something like that. So it's called, I guess the song is Underneath. Mm-hmm. And the picture I picked was just a man on the side of black and white, almost like on the side of a rushing cliff. It was like, it's pretty amazing picture. But anyway, it's called On the Edge, Progression Begins. Rushing streams, pulses guide, excuses no longer hide. Cursed by whispers, will you stay? As their colors drift, disarrayed. Distressed, whitewashed, unpigmented, dried, brazen, pied. Hushed by imprisoned goodbyes, historical alibis. Captive has been awakened, lofted, uncompromised. Can you feel my insides? Does death decide? The time has come, I will no longer concede and die in forbidden lies. Nakedness spills, swept skies blued, collections dripped. Clefted, equipped, strengthened, accrued. Delivering truths as scars remain, collides me free, mercurial refrains. Too many questions, pages torn, gripping facade exposed to be born. Blindly seized, falsely chattered, piercing images, magenta patterned. Palettes infused to be refused, they've drawn me deep beneath. Will you see me as I stand, no longer confused? Can you really just see me as a simple man? End poem. Thank you.
Boston, as always, love your work.
Thank you.
And do you have something special queued up for After Dark this week?
Oh, yes, I do.
That's actually the segment where I'm going to wear nothing.
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's just say when I read it on the other side, they're all like, I go, you there? And one guy's like, he was yammering, and Jerry goes, you just need to stop right now. Just sit, take a seat, get a cigarette.
I was going to say, do I need to get some ice? For this segment.
I get the purrs going. I get the S's going. I get the Z's. Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you'll be ready.
All right. Boston, we're looking forward to it already. I thank you for calling our show.
Thank you.
Bye. That was Boston on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Right on. Boston, Barbara, Titus, Lorraine, and of course, to round out the set, we're going to go to the Poetry State. Please welcome future POSIC performer, Dennis White.
Hello, World Poetry Open Mic. It's Friday night and you're back.
Aha. And I am so glad we're back. I've missed you, my friend.
I missed you too. And I got online, got all ready last week and sat there and before it took me a little while to realize you guys are taking the night off.
I'm so sorry about that, my friend.
said I, but I did listen to the best of, and it was put together well, and I enjoyed that.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Well, I have a poem. I think I've read it before, but I'm going to pull it back out, dust it off, and give it a new shake here.
All right.
The title is Baroness Orzy's Tale. It goes like this. The story was told and told is told still of the heroic Scarlet Pimpernel, who risked his life on foreign soil, causing some Frenchman's blood to boil. His modest symbol, a humble flower, belied his awesome saving power. A master planner and of disguise, his calculated moves were always wise. Sir Percy was a rich, rich man, esteemed throughout dear England. Thought it good, not a bit cruel, to let others think he was a fool. His wife, a foreign intellectual beauty, thought less of him than was her duty. Unknown to her was his game, genius behind the Pimpernel fame. To save her brother from guillotine, she agreed to help trap Pimpernel on the scene. Not knowing it was her husband she betrayed, and when she found out, she was dismayed. But the Pimpernel sidestepped all his foes with courageous acts as the danger rose. He saved the ones who were fleeing France, and with his wife shared new romance. End of poem.
Very well done, my friend. As always, I'm so looking forward to hearing you live in person.
Meeting you face to face,
giving you a firm handshake. I do want to warn you, though, you may want to plan outside of your set that you're planning. Bring a 3 to 5 minute poem to be read at a little different point in the program. We've got some plans in the works that we may actually have some music behind you for one of the poems.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'll explain more as it becomes closer, happen. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful idea.
yeah, and it wasn't even our idea. Actually, I was contacted by one of the poets performing. He's like, "Hey, you know, I do this," and I'm like, "We could definitely explore that."
Yes, we could. Yes, I'm so looking forward to it too. I'm very excited. And it's sneaking right up on us. It won't be long, and we'll be together.
It is, and it's going to be a great thing. I can't wait, Dennis.
Yes, and thank you so very much for promoting this and sharing it and letting some of us be part of that. And I will do my very best to do what I do, and I'm sure this is going to be a very memorable occasion. And I'm going to get off the line and let this move on. I think I'm caller number 5, and we can get something else started. And I'm going to say God bless you all.
Good night, Dennis, and God bless you. That was Dennis on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Yeah. Dennis coming to town. Cynthia's coming to town. My biggest fear with the whole thing is that they get home, they take the flight home, and they're sitting in their living room before they get back. They're like, "Well, that sucked." That's my biggest fear.
Well, if we have our local poets coming back to the show, I think they'll be all right.
Yeah, and to be honest, I wasn't going to bother Seth because I know he's a busy man, and he's a performance poet and everything like that. And, well, I'll go into the story later, but basically it's an honor to have Seth and MD Bag and all the other poets that are joining forces with us. Oh my goodness.
Sweet.
I hope I don't let them down just like all the other talented people I work with. But for now, we'll do this. I wrote this one this week, actually, Monday. It's entitled Mom's Kitchen Table. And if there's only one person in this world that will get every nod and wink inside this poem, it's our technical producer, because he has experienced pretty much all of this. All right. How I miss the time of blissful ignorance, writing our lines at mom's kitchen table, radio blaring at 4 a.m., scornful looks from my sleep-deprived father, fresh coffee available 24 hours a day, true caffeine commitment, hours lost to pinochle, spades, or bullshit poker, years lost to tobacco usage, always, always the hub of activity for our family. Discussions of history, ex-girlfriends, newsworthy events, where we plotted music festivals and world domination, between meals, and sometimes, sometimes even during. Poems by the volume written in haste, ashtrays filled, emptied, and filled once more. Songs performed impromptu as they went from mere idea to reality. Watching Olympic curling, Golden Girls, but never again forever at night. Power outages and camp stove coffee. Blizzards and blistering sun. Always the gathering spot. Eternities as they unfolded, moments in memory now. Never again to occur. Forever lost in time. No place like it on earth. And I know that each one of us have that special spot.
That was really good, brother.
Thank
you. That
was
really good. I like that. Yeah. Totally.
I saw you nodding at that true caffeine commitment line.
Uh-huh. 4 a.m. Is it 4? We've been playing that long? Oh.
Exactly. My grandmother chewing us out because we kept my cousin up so late. Oh, we were evil back then. All right, so that'll do it for this segment. Mm-hmm. We filled it up, so we're going to go all original callers. If you've not called the show yet and you want to get through and share poetry, now is the time to call 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
You can always use Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic.
I cut my spirit's milk teeth, gnawing upon the memory of your skin. Clenching in my jaws the vapor trails of your touch. Snapping at the disintegration, transformation of mental cumulus. As I learn to transcend the grief of your leaving, ease the lockjaw of despair, my fears, my want. Accept, bless the ungraspable freedom of our souls. The eternity, expansiveness, the immortality of our love. Relinquishing my bite, beautiful dreams become.
Heck yeah, C.W. McCall, always the consummate professional. It doesn't matter what stage of his career he was in, even with us, just a great gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
Lenny was that way too, you notice? We attract a certain level of just sheer genius.
Yes, yes.
And quality character, and someone we've attracted this quality character. I'm hoping he'll be at Posick Fest this year. Please welcome Chris from Chris Fox.
Hey, how's it going?
That was easy for me to say. Fox is such a hard word. I'm just kidding. So, I've been trying to get a hold of you. Did you dump yourself off my Facebook list, or did it dump us simultaneously?
I actually do not have a Facebook.
That's why I wasn't finding you on my Facebook list. I thought we were friends on Facebook, but that's all right. Are you going to be at Posick Fest this year? Are you still planning on that September 17th?
Oh, absolutely. I can contact you guys through the website, correct?
Through the Writers Cafe, yes, of course. And right, and of course, absolutely. Our contact page, you can hit that too.
Yeah.
All right, awesome. Yeah, I'll send you guys an email.
So that it stands out, title the subject line, Posick Fest.
Yeah, just put Posick Fest, that way we see it and we're like, oh yeah.
All right, sounds good.
Sweet.
All right, what do you got for us tonight, brother?
Oh, poem I wrote, I think, last year. Fettering and failing, I'm hanging off a cliff. A once-safe refuge that eroded before I learned of it. It's like I'm too lax or lazy that I let much pass. Too free in myself that I'm not holding on to what I can. The ground far below, it's too far to truly see. It's just easier to hang on than attempt to lose me. As my strength wanes, fear comes great in sight. It's a setting of silver that's dying for my blight. But after more time, I have to retreat. Stop holding on to this cliff and let go of me. Fidgeting victoriously, as I fall through the air, thinking of every spot seen as one good enough to dare, and just testing and trying, but none stop my fall. I continue on, but wonder for how long. Comfort and safety I find in closed eyes, and the darkness that passes time easier than these fading lies. That I open them up when light is preferred, find myself not falling, but crouched and unhurt. A quick glance to the surrounding tells me much. It's forest I found, it seems untouched. Coming to my feet, I brush the past away. There's no room to fall here. Just continue on my way. Thank you.
Brother, all right, man. If that's what you're bringing to Posick Fest, man, I'm going to be just absolutely enthralled.
I'll see what comes out. But I'll definitely contact you guys and get off the line here so more people can read.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Chris. We'll talk to you real soon.
All right. Have fun, guys.
That was Chris from Colorado Springs on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of poetry radio. Now, last year, I got to say, he won the Most Traveled for Posick Fest Award, because most of our artists and musicians are right here in the metro area. However, that title probably is not going to go to him this year.
Maybe not. I'm gonna try something with all you right. on the air.
All right.
Asking you, do you want to go to Return Engagement after this segment? We've got other callers to go through, but do you want to go to Return Engagement after this segment? And I'm watching the chat, so this all right. is also out to the chat room. Those of you who are listening, please let me know.
I would say we stalled at right at the end. Annette saved this one. We filled up. But I'd say let's go to the Return Engagement after this. That way we can get everybody three chances if they so desire tonight.
Okay, so Return Engagement after this segment.
And then we'll
separate. Okay, all right. Cool deal. Okay, I just wanted to make sure that was kind of...
That's all right.
All out there. But hit it up in the chat room. I'll be watching it. Don't worry, guys.
All right. So from Colorado, we're going to go out to Kentucky. Please welcome Philip.
Howdy, Yanks.
Howdy. Who are you calling Yank? We're Westerners out here.
I know, but that's I saw Titus use the term Yank, and of course I didn't think anything about geography. I'm like,
oh no, we're not Yanks until after dark. Then you can call us Yanks.
Yes, that's more my kind of Yank. Very touche, Jay Todd. And I'm really upset that Michael Amade is not here on this propitious occasion. When I don't know if you guys know of this little known holiday. It's called Reverse the Mic. Has anybody heard of this?
I have not heard of this. Explain.
Okay, well, good. Then I get a chance to sell you some Amway products.
No, don't explain. I've been a part
of them.
Reverse the Mic. I actually thought of you fellows, and I came up with a couple of questions, if you two would so like to play, and we will just remove Michael's question. Since he is not here,
too good
for us, right?
I am always game. In fact, if you wanted to throw Michael's question out there, I will try to answer as if I were Michael.
Oh, okay. Well, then that'll get us warmed up. Okay, here's Michael Amadeus' question. Name three different movies you like from any era or genre, and share any reasons or feelings about these films you have chosen. So three movies from any era, any genre, and perhaps share with us why you like them.
Well, first and foremost, Tony Robbins has a new infomercial/documentary out. I would like that one because Tony Robbins is my hero, and I want to be him someday, including wearing his skin.
Are you answering as Michael Amade?
Yes, I am.
Oh, my God.
That is priceless. Yes, keep going,
okay.
sir. Keep
All right.
going. The Karate Kid.
No. The next one, I would have to say 300.
Okay.
Because, well, homoerotic.
Well, it's actually like
hey.
This kind of movie. I understand, yes.
And, of course, the classic beyond all classics, because it had such an amazing soundtrack. I would have to say Nacho Libre.
I actually love Nacho Libre. It's actually very cute.
It's a cute movie. The soundtrack to it, actually, is really pretty good.
It is pretty good. And I also really, of course, like... Napoleon Dynamite. How can you go wrong with Napoleon? Mr. Amade, thank you so much for those great answers. And I'm going to look up this Tony Robbins fellow, whoever that is. And now to you, J. Todd Underhill.
Okay, yes, sir. Got it. I'm your poet extraordinaire.
Your question. If you could be any skyscraper from any city, present or future, which would you choose and why, if you feel so inclined to share with us all?
I would share the why, but there are governmental agencies listening, so I will just say that I want to be the Eiffel Tower.
Oh.
The Eiffel Tower. Well done. I like. Any reason or?
Well, because JT hates all things associated with France. I figured
good.
That's
yeah.
a safe spot to be a hard, rigid object.
And Philip, who is your favorite hero from the French Revolution? Robespierre.
Robespierre, yes.
Well, very good. I like that. The Eiffel Tower. Okay, JT, would you like to participate, sir?
Sure, go for it.
Okay, all right. When did you begin writing haiku and why? And related to the inquiry, what degree of haiku black belt are you?
Ah, Well, I began writing haiku when the show started. Actually, it
really?
Was, yes. I think it was, what, the first night?
It was the first night. You shared a haiku about the good doctor, Doctor Who.
That's right. And then
I love Doctor Who. Go ahead.
Let's see. And then what was the other part? Oh, what level?
Yes, what level of black belt are you, young man?
I am a 31st.
A 31st degree black belt in haiku, yes. Man.
See, the thing was, is he was gifted as level 27 before he even realized he could write haiku. And then he slowly has worked on his craft, bettered himself, and he has risen from 27 to 31 in the 4 short years that we've done this.
Yeah.
And now he measures his IQ in haiku. So, ooh. You know. It's...
Yeah, he's not got an IQ. He's got a haiku.
Oh, I know he does. And does anybody want the bonus question? And then
I'll take the bonus question. I'll be completely frank, forthright, and give you any answer that I can see fit.
Okay, well, this is a bonus question for anybody who wants it. What, if I can read my own handwriting, what currently is your favorite programming language and why?
Well, I used to be a Fortran guy, but now I'm like a C++ guy.
A C++ guy. Okay. Any particular reason? Is it more efficient?
It is more efficient.
Better?
It runs better on my TSR-80. It makes it run through the roof fast. My
really?
5-inch floppy disks
Did
are
you pull
just
that out
smoking.
Of a mothball or something? I'm sorry.
Isn't he talented? He can make anything sound freaking dirty. It wouldn't matter.
No, no. Literally, I'm using old computer equipment.
Definitely.
We're talking.
Oh, I know you are, but it still sounds dirty to me. I can't help it, you know.
Philip, I'm still favorable of the punch card.
Ooh.
Oh, the punch card back in the day when they had
way
vacuum
back.
Tubes and shit.
Yeah.
And it was like IBM. Yeah.
Yeah,
I will tell you this about my TRS-80. We did work over the weekend. We did some upgrades, and we've brought it up to like a 1200 baud modem that we can put in it now.
I don't even know what that means, but I'm glad I'm drunk enough to like it.
Well, no,
thank you.
I will tell you, at the first days of computer, I used to sign onto these things called bulletin boards. We had a 900 baud modem. It was the speed at that point in time. It was slow as dirt. And we thought we were moving ultra fast when we got to the $1,200 baud modem. And then my dad brought home, while they were testing, they didn't even have these out on the market. My dad brought home a 9,600 baud modem. And we're like, oh, this is lightning fast. Well, now we're talking gigahertz compared to what we were getting. And I'm
gigahertz,
like,
that was like a month or a year's worth of information back in the day, right?
Exactly. Like you could download for weeks what you can get in seconds now.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I may be mispronouncing his name, but Moore's Law is no longer even applicable, is it?
Well,
that's a tough question. That's not even a real question. I mean, it's not one of my silly questions. That was a
No. I'm trying to. Once again, repeat his last name.
Moore's Law. When it comes to the, I don't know what the correlation is. I'm just random stuff in my head. The rate of speed and the technology and something else, but I think the technology is advancing even more quickly now that kind of makes Moore's Law no longer applicable. And
it doesn't. If I remember correctly, you were saying that the Moore's Law, if I remember correctly, runs, it basically doubles every 2 years, and we're talking,
yes.
We're talking light years beyond that. We're talking year now.
Yeah, and then that would segue into a question about the technological singularity, if anyone believes in that or doesn't. But that's a whole other discussion for whenever I get to Denver at some point. Thank you guys for playing along. That was a wonderful little moment. So
no
I'm
worries.
So glad
I do.
Yeah, it was. It's quite enjoyable. We'll have to make this an official thing sometime.
Well,
you,
I was gonna say, do you have September 17th free? Are you coming to Denver for that?
Oh, I wish I could. I don't have a dime to my name, sir. In fact, my car was, what do you call it, repossessed, yes, ooh. About 2 years ago. So unless I'm hitchhiking, you know.
Well, you could hitchhike all the way out here and write a big scroll and get it published on a book. Call it Phillips on the Road.
Very. Very good. Yes, that would be great. And yes, I would love to arrive in Denver, very much like a Kerouacian figure, and saying hi and hello to everybody. But at some point, who knows? Who knows what the future holds, right? I mean, except for my eight ball, my magic eight ball. But
exactly.
Yeah, at some point, certainly, I would be happy to go to Colorado and meet you guys. I hope the is it called Posick Fest?
Yes, half poetry, half music.
I hope it goes really well. I'm just so thrilled that people are still enthused enough to show up to something that has poetry in the title, and you know, that alone is, you know, makes my day, warms the cockles of my heart.
Yes.
So yeah, cheers. Well, I'll get to it and get out of the way. I know I'm eating up all the airtime, and so here we go. You know, a long title, and actually a relatively long poem, I suppose. We'll try to get through the title first. Ongoing arguments with the self, begun long ago as a boy at church, continued through college and presumably until muttering on sidewalks confused for the bearded homeless, or will possibly have become one. And I have a quote by Mahatma Gandhi that I feel is applicable to this piece. The only devils in this world are those running around in our own hearts, and that is where all our battles should be fought. And here we go. Trust me, indeed, I'm envious how easily you embrace disbelief. Wonderment, merely another noun with its own distinctive etymology. Time, a term applied to longevity or cosmology. Unavoidable thermodynamics and the sublime necessity of disorder that must also be accounted for in your delicate equations. The world we take for granted daily, restricted by an empiricism essentially unchanged since David Hume. Calculable facts collected in actuarial tables, though just the other day a new prime was discovered. If presented in an analog format, the required pages would greatly outnumber the Britannica and Funk and Wagnalls put together, which is merely a prelude to a non-divisible that's greater than the Hubble constant. I'm not reiterating or rephrasing Pascal's often brandished wager, nor is this a contest between intellects, for I am undoubtedly dim as the sun first witnessed when born. Can you really prove quantum mechanics doesn't permit free will at the precise moment repeated ad infinitum when wave functions collapse and reestablish the present, our everyday reality? No action is ever forgotten when you realize the computational speed of any given black hole, let alone our universe. I also know the host is wisdom realized and accepted, even when the rooster's crow heard by Peter is purely symbolic, though his denial was real. Sometimes things are so simple they require philosophies, ornate symbols reused as flying buttresses, strengthening palaces embedded within where piousness and silence reflect as twins. And while you count the atoms that comprise an average star, I ask what we know of the dead. Undoubtedly less than they, I stipulate, as one who is mistaken for a lowly shade, pointing toward heaven, which you ignore or dismiss with an annoyed no comment. And there it is, fellers.
Brother, as always, love your work.
Appreciate it.
You turned the tables on us very well. How drunk are you? Because I'm about to give you a visual joke, and you're going to probably...
No, I'm not even drunk at all. I honestly got... You know, something that happens sometimes when I read, I get caught up in my head and begin asking myself shit, like, while I'm reading it. I'm like, what am I... And then I go, oh, yeah, you got to keep reading, dude. I mean, like, the other night I was working on this piece. I swear to God, I mean, I'm not making this shit up. I was like, where's my pen? Where's my pen? And I was like looking around and I'm like, man, so, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
apologies.
Here's my joke for you. Did you know that the Tyrannosaurus Rex were not made extinct by a comet?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, it was an actually planned assassination. The Brontosaurus put the heart medication on the top shelf. All right. Philip, thank you very much.
Thank you for accepting my faux pas. I did not mean to do that. You guys have a marvelous evening, and good luck at Posit Fest.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, cheers.
That was Philip on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. What he meant to say is, where is my freaking pen?
Yes. And
Mulligan.
that'll be
edited out. Yes. But that's all right, Philip. Thank you for all that you do for our show, my friend.
Thank you.
All right. So from Philip to, let's go back to British Columbia. We had Pride Foltz from British Columbia. Let's bring it back and bring on Cynthia, the birthday girl.
Hi.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
So yeah. You take time out of your birthday to call our show. I'm very honored.
This is the highlight for me. This is the highlight of my birthday, to be on the show.
All right. So I've got to do this, and I know that we're going to get lawsuits, but happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Cynthia. Happy birthday to you. I'm so glad you called
thank
our show.
You.
There's no more lawsuits on that one.
Oh, there isn't? Yay!
Sorry.
All right. So, you got some poetry for us?
I do. I have a very short one tonight. So, this is my poem from my August column, Movement and Light.
Okay.
So, here we go. And it's very short. Nightingale. A freely chosen adult life. The moon in an artist's palette. The softness of washing. Yellow basin, fuchsia clothes, hands dipping in water, a rhapsody of flute notes. End poem.
Cynthia, I'm going to tell you the same thing I told Dennis. Outside of the set that you're planning to do for Posit Fest, pick a medium length 3 to 5 minute poem that's going to be performed outside of that. What we're trying to do, one of the people coming to Posit Fest does this thing called the Jam Before the Slam at Mercury Cafe. And what he does is he invites people while his jazz ensemble plays to read their poetry with them behind him.
Wonderful.
We're not sure if it's going to happen for sure yet or not. It's something we're working on. Got to hammer everything out. But it's very cool.
Yeah, just bring extra.
Just bring a little extra, yeah.
I'll bring lots and lots. And I love that mixture of poetry and music. I think that's the creative force, is to have different genres mixed together.
Oh, I got to tell a story. My first time at the Jam Before the Slam, my younger brother handed me a poem he wrote. And I read it completely different than what he intended. He intended it very tongue-in-cheek. I took it as a very angry piece. So when I go up to do this for him at the Jam Before the Slam, I look at the guys and I'm like, can you play something a little kind of like Rage Against the Machine? And they did. They got really heavy, and I read his poem, and my brother's like, I didn't intend it like that, but damn, was that good.
Yeah, I love having actors perform my work because they do so much with it that I don't intend at all.
And it's interesting to see someone else's take on your work.
Yeah, and it's so empowering. I used to be really controlling. When I first started writing screenplays, I'd highlight which part of the word I wanted the actor to pronounce. And, of course, you're not allowed to do that, so they just completely ignored it and did their own thing. And what they do with it is so much better than what I imagined. Yeah. So, I can't wait. I can't wait for Posit Fest, and I'm really looking forward to being there.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to having you out here. It'll be fun. I'm just thrilled that so many people are interested in performing there.
It'll be wonderful. And thank you so much for having me on the show tonight.
No problem. We're going to be doing a return engagement. I hope you call back for that.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready. I've got my poem ready.
Awesome. Thank you, Cynthia. That was Cynthia on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
So, who did you say we had on before?
Pride Foltz.
There you go.
Did I not say that before?
No, you did. It was just because Cynthia was on, didn't want people to get confused.
Oh, okay. So Pride Foltz was the poet that you heard before the segment, during the music break. If you want to know more about her, Google her. I mean, she's a great poetess. She reads amazingly well. She obviously, you heard her mix music and poetry there. I've been friends with her for a long time on Writer's Cafe and on all the poetry boards. But I think this is the first time she's submitted anything for the show, and I'm very honored.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Those British Columbia poets, they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
I think we should just keep it right in British Columbia.
Sounds great.
All right. Let's bring on the line Lausanne. Lausanne, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, you know what? You guys are just ruling this segment start to finish.
Beautiful.
So welcome back to our show. We've missed your voice, but I'm glad you called to share tonight.
Thank you very much. I am very pleased to have the time to do that. I really am.
What do you got for us?
I have two poems, but due to time, you guys have. I'll share one.
Share one, and then we're going to have call back during the return engagement. We'll follow this immediately.
Beautiful. I'll do that. So I got the okay that it's okay to share poems that even though they don't have titles yet.
Correct. Oh, yes. You can.
But allowed. You have to get permission first, right? I'm very polite.
No, you don't have to get. If you can just say this is untitled as of yet, and if you want suggestions, we provide suggestions. Sometimes they're zany. Sometimes they're very serious.
Yeah. Oh, that's a beautiful idea. I would love it. If you guys, I'm looking at the stream as they go with the chat. If you guys have a suggestion, I might, just consider it, and I would be very grateful. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, so can I start?
Of course.
Okay. Not every winner comes home with a gold medal around their neck and a trophy in their hands. Not every fighter comes home from the battle bandaged up and on crutches. Not every person that jumps in rescuing a life is a caped crusader. Not every mother with a newborn baby is full of joy and comfort. Not every peacemaker belongs to an agency or wears a uniform. Not every hostage is in prison with hands tied and behind metal bars. Not every love story is immune from heartaches and unhappy endings. Not every woman in hijab is an oppressed female living in fear. Not every shut set of lips are silent or have no opinion. Not every beautifully manicured lawn or a family portrait or even a lifetime together is a sign of a perfect home or a perfect life. Not every beating heart loves and not every mind thinks freely. Do not envy those you do not know. Do not wish their lives was yours. It is downright ridiculous to idolize people you know only on the surface. Your life is yours. Your story is yours. Do not be ashamed and do not live in the shadows. Hiding your pain behind smiling mask is only temporary. You will be amazed to know we all are hiding something too. Thank you.
I like that one. And I think the ending line should actually be the title. We all are hiding something too.
Oh, beautiful. I like that. Oh, cool. I'm going to go and look at the chat stream and see what the suggestions are.
They will probably have many better suggestions than what I have.
Beautiful. And I didn't forget the guys on my list of people who are going to get a copy of my book. It's already in going into print in a matter of days.
Oh, great.
And we're going to have a book launch in Maple Ridge, British Columbia in October. I believe it'll be the first Tuesday of October. I'll keep you posted and I'd like you to have a copy of my book.
Awesome.
Excellent. You,
thank you very much, Lausanne. And
beautiful.
Definitely invite Cynthia to Maple Ridge for the book launch.
If it's not too far.
If it's not too far. I don't know.
I believe Cynthia, if I could be corrected, I'll check with her. I believe she's even on my friend list.
She is. You guys friended each other once I pointed out you're both from British Columbia.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I'll do that. Even if I'm not, I'll check it out. But she sounds very familiar. But I really appreciate you guys having me, and I'll wait for the next segment.
Awesome. Thank you, Lausanne. I'm just going to read a poem, and then we'll get busy getting the return engagement going.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you. That was Lausanne on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. British Columbia putting the world in World Poetry Open Mic tonight.
Yeah.
Well, Titus too, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Up and down that set. Mm. All right, here's, and you'll get the title of this once I'm finished with the poem.
Okay.
Here's a poem I wrote Wednesday of this week, entitled Turn to Page 123. Ah, that first feeling of fall the slight crispness in the air, the cycle of life's endless call, designed with wisdom to share. Birth, death, and born once more, a constant example of recreation, not caring for what was before in the moment's quest for elation. We're all different, with each clock tick, new pathways to be explored lay ahead, doors opening, then closing quick. Life is as thin as a silken thread. Make the most of what you've got, let not a single desire your mind censure. Whether days are cold or scorching hot, life is the greatest choose your own adventure. You like that, huh?
I love it. Thank you. Thank you. Uh-huh. Oh, man.
You remember those D&D books where you had to like flip the page? Oh, you've got them in the studio. Flip to page 123 and then you...
Oh, yeah.
Crazy. All right. So we hope you add this page to your adventure, too. We're going to be doing a return engagement. Wait, we've been missing out. Ready?
Oh, we have. Oh, my goodness.
We're going to be doing a return engagement.
Engagement.
Engagement. Okay, I'm not
near as bad, good, Michael. But okay.
Wow. You were like, how long is he going to hold out?
That was impressive.
I've been taking lessons, my friend. Actually, it's the fact that I haven't smoked it in hours.
That's
is what
true.
It is.
Yeah, you get the lung capacity a little bit. Yeah.
There you go. All right. So, since we're doing a return engagement, you might want to know a phone number to call. 720-240-9766.
That number is 720-240-9766.
And, of course, you can always use Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic. All right.
That's a cold dump.
That was called a cold dump of Public Enemy right out the airwaves. I'm glad you did.
Not because of Public Enemy, though.
No, no, but I thought that there was a curse word in that.
Oh, well, hopefully I got it
before the
curse.
No, you got it before the curse word.
Good.
All right.
All right.
That's what I thought you dumped real quick. I was like... It's kind of like when you get into Two Live Crew and you realize,
it's a bit much. Yeah.
Yeah, I did that with a heavy metal song once up in my college radio show. Started playing it. I'm like, oh, hey, that would have been fine, and that would have been fine, and the song's off the air.
Well done, sir. Yes. Well done.
I actually measured out a show, and if they had counted that one show, $1 million worth of fines.
Well done.
Yeah. Mm. There's a reason why I was on at 2:00 in the morning.
Because the Frank, Chuck, and Charlie aren't even listening.
Exactly. They're like, oh, we're busy sleeping, whatever. Yeah. All right. We're back with the return engagement. All right.
Wow.
So, we've got seven of the best lined up for you. We had eight, one dropped, but that's all right.
It's all right.
We're going to throw down poetic style. Please welcome from Missouri. He is the poet known as Sinister Spittle.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, doing good. The energizer burning in. Go, or I'm asleep.
Exactly. If we were in After Dark, I'd finish up the Energizer Bunny one with something different. Anyway, go ahead. What do you have for us?
I got this poem that I wrote a while back. It actually really reignited the Logophile in me and just sent me on a whirlwind finding new archaic words that I could use and different other obscurities. This is called Stowaway's Eulogy.
All right.
From Cryptic Notes of a Failed Voyage. My eyes burn lambent on a stowaway as waves crested the hull. In the gully amongst rotting fruit and soured donkey secretions, 3 points the line burnishes the illumination of morning seas, comes wild on which we promenade in amethyst radiance. Rolling monkey bones pass the time, domesticize, spread open shards of my eye, now lying in parchment. Trickle sweet droplets of cunning delightful happening to quench my palate with champagne visions. Long to find Viridis and the shadow of the freeze reverberating Sonata's palette in June. I'm high hand to your draconian hey yo implanted rhythm that runs through his corporeal. Pure driven energy, sadistic bales, and jeweled reliquaries, obsidian hues our carapace, purple as I swell from contact. Specks of color-filled flesh, like tainted rose pastures distorted by silicone wind gusts on balmy spring afternoons. Whitewashed, supple denial. Bruising is defeat, to cripple under love's death bow, kissed intrinsically, sedated by the silhouette of paired garlic cloves under which the captain sleeps. Tugboat moments dismantle the calathus of the seagull, beauties fade. When did mental lapse and sickness make fenstress to realization of tapioca conundrums? Retreat to topaz-filled skies of bifurcated dreams, like fireflies jarred, yet never set free. End poem.
Brother, very well done.
Thank you very much. That's one of my favorite little short goodies I have.
Beautiful. You're going to keep on writing, right? Just keep on writing.
Yeah, I'm over the hill and down the slope and going slow, but you know, I've got about 3 pieces either done or in the work right now. I'm just collecting myself and working on this really big piece, and it'll probably take me like 3 months. The last one took me almost 20 days, so I'm just going to slow down and enjoy myself as much as I can, try to get some other stuff started.
Show you the quality of your craftsmanship. I get it, brother.
Yeah, I used to do that a lot, and I got to the point where I was getting stuff done a lot quicker, and it was quality, but I'm used to the arduous task, so I'm going to pin it to myself.
Right on, brother.
Thanks for having me. You guys are doing the late night engagement tonight at 11?
Well, as soon as this one wraps up, we're doing the After Dark segment.
Okay. Well, hopefully I'll be back home by then. I got a great one for you.
Sounds good, brother.
All right. If I can catch you, I will. You guys have a good night otherwise, all right?
All right.
All right. Bye.
Pardon me. Wow.
Gotcha. You okay?
It did.
Okay.
Yeah. So, that was Sinister Spittle from Missouri. Wow. I started talking. There was like this blockage.
Just stopped.
And I'm like, and there was nothing causing it. I don't know. Anyway. All right. So, from Missouri, we're going to go to British Columbia. Is that right? British Columbia.
Yep.
Please welcome Lausanne. Lausanne, welcome back to our show.
Thank you.
So you called back to share another one.
Another stud poem, but coincidentally, I'm looking at it. It's almost like I'm on the same theme, going similar theme. And it's good that they suggested the last line of my previous poem to make it the title. And I just said, well, that's funny because the poem I'm about to share, the title is the last word of the poem.
Okay.
So I hope you guys don't mind. You won't be tired of me.
No, we're not tired at all. In fact, I love the way you read. I love the way you present poetry.
No worries. Can I start now?
Of course.
All right. This one is called Your Life's Journey. Unless the city sidewalk has even once been your bed, try not to condemn the homeless. Unless you lived countless days and countless nights, sad beyond words, try not to pass judgment on those with depression. Unless you have been betrayed by a person you trusted, do not be too quick to criticize those who have difficulty trusting. Unless you have felt the deep anguish of a woman terminating her pregnancy, try not to hatefully question a woman's right to choose. Unless you have been displaced in a search of a new life in a foreign land, try not to scorn a refugee. Unless you have been ill to the point of finding it difficult caring for yourself, try not to judge those living in a messy homes. If you have never had to choose between dressing well, feeding your hungry stomach, buying your medication, paying your utility bill, or even keeping a roof over your head, try not to be condescending to those who look poor. My heart aches seeking freedom. My spirit loves living life. My crying voice singing beautiful songs. My arms spread wide open seeking peace.
reach out for me. I am everywhere. I am the needy you just passed by. I am the one you just avoided making eye contact with. I am here because I'm a part of your life's journey. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Always great poetry. Please don't stop calling our show. I really enjoy your work.
Beautiful. I'll do that. I stopped writing poetry. I was a preteen when everybody was making fun of me and laughing at my poems. And my uncle, who's a poet, said, do not ever stop writing.
That's right.
And I said, uncle, how about if I write and throw it away? He said, don't ever throw them away, girl. And I still didn't take his advice. And a few years passed, and then I started keeping them. And then that's why I'm dedicating my poetry book to him, because he's my hero, even though he said I'm no hero. So my poem book is called I Am No Hero and is dedicated to my uncle.
Beautiful. I can't wait to read it.
Beautiful. September, October, I'll send you a copy, you guys. Thank you so much for listening to me.
Awesome. Lizanne, you're welcome anytime.
Okay. I'll see you next week, I hope.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was Lizanne on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Story about that. My first apartment. No, excuse me. My second apartment. I got frustrated, as writers often do. And I locked myself in my apartment. And I began burning my collection of poetry. And my apartment, as it would do at that point in time, filled up with smoke. And I had a friend stop by and start beating on my door. Well, I didn't want my neighbors to wake up, so I'm like, okay, what's going on? Well, when she found out what I was doing, she made me promise never to burn another poem, never to get rid of another poem. A promise that I keep to this day.
That's good.
But I've got spiral-bound notebook after spiral-bound notebook after a plethora of other things saved. I must have, I don't know. It's insane. My wife gets frustrated. She's like, are you ever going to get rid of this? I'm like, nope. Keeping my promise.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah. All right. So another thing you can do, instead of like me putting in spiral-bound notebooks, you're going to want to, you can use a thumb drive. Or I'm going to get me one of those detachable 50 gig hard drives. Plug it into my USB port and just move everything over and kind of keep that as an archive.
They typically call that an external drive.
External. Well, I'm not technical. You're the technical producer. I'm like, whatever. Give me one of those things you plug into this and
wait.
We're
you
good.
Brought up Fortran. You know how technical that is in a 900 baud and 9600 baud modem.
Yeah, that's technical from 1986.
The technology would still work today.
Yeah, just very slowly. Anyway.
Sorry. Right. Okay.
So we're done dorking out. Please welcome, calling from the UK, is Titus.
There he is.
Hello, right. Titus. How are you?
He is Titus.
Oh, slight delay over in England.
Hello.
Hello. How are you, my friend?
Oh, brilliant. That was number three. I thought it was number four.
You are.
You were number four, but number three dropped.
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. Okay, you caught me unawares there.
Sorry.
All right, you're going to want to turn down your listening device.
Yes. Is that okay?
Much better.
Okay. Okay, the poem I'm reading is called Caduceus. It's the healing emblem of two snakes, if you can imagine that.
I do know that, yes.
Okay. Caduceus. A modern-day theme of the serpent entwined, empowering deity, given to healing, a caduceus. It surrenders itself willingly, it's likened to deuce. Believed to be the pitchfork, a stillness assigned. Coverage is benign. Warnings give the rattlesnake immunity, flight. Hermes is its spiritual namesake. Herald the staff controlling fear. As its emblem, the message enveloped. It includes two of them. Warn the coffin makers to keep their ale course still. The regions around healing are cured. Leave until the road ahead unwinds. It's what the sidewinder does to ease discomfort. Caduceus, faith, the finder. And that's it, sir.
Now, Caduceus here in the States actually has a place on all the badges for paramedics and whatnot.
That's right.
Everything medical.
Until you said that, I had no clue there was actually a technical name for that symbol.
But that's in my it's not an anthology, it's a large book that I'm writing on Epicureanism. So, of course, that's one of the poems from it.
Very cool.
That's great.
Brother, always an honor to have you share on our show. I'm looking forward to hearing more from you. You don't typically call back for the return or for the After Dark, do you?
I'll see if I can make it. It's nearly 5 a.m. now, so.
Well, you know.
Man, you're a trooper.
You are a trooper. Thank you, brother, for all that you do for our show.
Thank you. Bye.
That was Titus on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Are we going to catch this one on the fly?
I think we are.
All right. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Boston, are you back into the number four spot?
I don't
spot?
Know what happened.
Well, obviously there's some sort of phone issue. Let's go ahead and get you into your poem. That way we don't lose you again.
All right. Gosh, I'm sorry.
No, it's all right.
And I was live, too. Okay. I set the other thing off.
That's okay.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay. This one's called Unleashed. And the picture prompt was a bear woman's back with a butterfly. But she didn't want anything sensual. She wanted us to drown her in imagery of... and metaphors, so it had to be nothing about sex or sensual.
All right.
Okay. Unleashed. Silence mutes vernacular as confinement surrenders flight. Chosen, planted, or plucked. Droplets remind of serenity's prismatic whites. Spectrum-fueled explosions, unconfined, triggered strokes, jingle jimes. Yeto spinning me free, cosmic intervention canopied. Trapezing limitless realms of possibilities. Painting rainbows brushed by tears of yesterday's broken promises. Bitters their seal. To take a moment, vim and vigor, to stroke and spill my ashen quill. Set my sails on soaring drafts, escaping horizons blued. Crystallized swings throned upon the fiery crown of a celestial sonnet's swooning moon. Sipping cordials or treasured ports, chocolate my strawberries, unsinking my deep, butterfly me free. End poem. It's different.
It is very different, but well written. I like the imagery that it brought.
Yeah, it's just me into the cosmic, you know, just whatever. Yeah.
I got to say, there are lines that stick with me and might inspire me later.
Oh, all right, cool.
Beautiful.
Awesome.
Boston, as always, we got one more segment. This is the After Dark segment, and you're welcome to call back for that as well.
I shall. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
No problem. That was Boston on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. So, for those keeping score at home, three went in the place of four, four went in the place of three, and then we moved three down to four. That's considered a double switch, isn't it?
I think that's a double switch, but that was really weird that you started going that route, because
I know
exactly what you were doing. Like... isn't that what baseball does?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So, are we back on track?
I think we are.
Oh, wait. My list is wrong. Your list is good.
So, we're going to bring up our heavy hitter. Please welcome from British Columbia, she is Cynthia.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Loving the poetry tonight.
It's a good mix of poetry, isn't it?
It's really strong. It's always a treat to get to hear the show, but it's a very strong show tonight.
I attribute that to all our great poets. This is a better thing than I even envisioned first starting out.
So my piece that I have for this segment is one that I open up my workshops with. Because when I'm not calling into the show, I'm doing workshops in Vancouver. So this is called What Stories Are in Your Hands. When you look at your palms, what stories do they hold? What spirits have you loved? What work have you done? What have your hands built? What children have they held? Have they washed dishes, served coffee, poured tea, painted pictures, cleaned the containers, wiped the room down? Have they soothingly filtered sand or tenderly touched smooth ocean-washed stones by the sea? What strength is in your fingertips? Do they lightly brush the hair from a child's eyes? Press deeply into the strings of a guitar. Gently caress your partner's skin. What stories are in your hands? End poem.
It's a very good way to start a workshop, too.
Thank you.
Very well.
It was originally just writing prompts, but then I put them together and thought, well, it's also a poem.
Yes. And, you know, I couldn't see starting a workshop without something. It's kind of like the opening we have for our show. Mm-hmm. I couldn't see opening a show without that either.
Yeah. So that's my opening if you ever come take a workshop with me or drop in on one.
Oh, you know, I would love to come to British Columbia and do that, but there's the whole...
Driving?
Yeah, no, flying.
You can drive to Vancouver.
Well, no, because that's international.
Then you just have to get a passport.
Oh, okay. Well, there is that.
If I'm allowed to, I'll bring you guys the stones. I actually go to the beach before the workshop and collect up stones from the sea so that everyone can hold one. Because I usually do it for tourists. So they come and they get to hold a stone that's been washed by the ocean. And they get to bring it with them. Wow. So I'll bring you some in Denver if I'm allowed.
If you can get your stones through customs, I would love
it. Yeah.
That'll be an interesting thing. Do you have anything to declare? A box of rocks. Sorry.
Which, ironically, when World Poetry opened my travels,
actually,
they motioned to me
and said,
"Same
thing."
Oh, that's right. It might cost you money. No, sorry.
No, that's fine.
It'll cost me extra.
Yeah.
But now, you know, that's how I do my workshops here. That's our opening.
Awesome. Cynthia, thank you for sharing on our show, and thank you for being such a great supporter of what we do.
Thanks.
That was Cynthia on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Heavy hitters all the way up and down the line tonight.
Yes.
I am in poetic heaven right now. Well, we took a week off.
Yeah.
And I was kind of deprived.
Deprived, yeah.
Yeah. Slight slip of the words. I'm depraved all the time, but I was deprived of poetry. I did live in poetry the mornings that I started, but it's not the same when I'm doing it as opposed to when these great voices are.
Yeah. Well, and the one thing you definitely get is a recharge of your batteries, too.
I do. So I do. And I love doing the podcast. I love doing this. I love poetry. That's just my life's ambition. And without Michael and you supporting me in what I do, I would not amount to anything in what we're doing. I mean, I was just like, holy cow, these guys are on board, and it's my life's ambition. That's great.
Oh, hey. Yeah. It's not bad. It's a good thing.
You guys are great friends. You guys are great friends. Yeah. Another great friend we have, she's in the People's Republic of Connecticut. Please welcome Barbara.
Oh, me.
Yep.
Yes, you.
Hi, I thought Don was on.
No.
No, Don. Well, Don's in the chat room, but he's not online. Wait. Right.
No, he's not. He's not in the chat room anymore. Oh, he is. He moved up.
All right.
Oh, okay.
So, you have a second poem, clean poem for us?
I do have a second poem, and it's much different. It was for week 30, and it's... a way different poem. Anyway, so we had two words to use, mirror and saunter. And so my poem is called, I did not use the last line. I guess it's in the middle line. It's called True Reflection, Mirror, Mirror on the Wall. As a girl, I didn't believe the image as I viewed my visage. Visage. I guess, can I start all over again? I got too complicated. As a girl, I didn't believe the image as I viewed my visage. The reflection, not what I expected. As much as I saw myself, I didn't see me. I didn't trust the vision of that person. Sometimes feeling as if I were outside of myself looking at this body, always judging it to be lacking, the face too plain and the smile too wide, my backside too large and breast too small, And since I never saw the real me, I never knew the real girl who stared back. For I believe this girl too fat, too ugly, too flat-chested. Unlike Snow White's wicked stepmother's mirror, mirror on the wall, mine always answered, not you and never you. So I walked through life with this image, and then the world discovered me, a naive teen who would saunter past store windows, afraid to peek at herself. This deluded girl who wondered why suddenly men were yelling out of car windows, entreating her attention, whistling as she passed, wanted to place herself into a paper bag to hide from the unwanted sudden attention, wanted to take cover in her room and crawl under blankets to escape the peeling of her psyche's skin under the microscope of the light of the reflection of the mirrors in the eyes of unknown men who saw a different image. When she stared again at the familiar girl, the flat surface of the mirror revealing only the same imperfections she saw all the time, she wondered if her mind's eye were clouded by the sad thoughts conjured each day, contemplating the reason for this distortion, the contrast between her brain's message and the reality of this new-blown reflection in strangers' eyes, and still not trusting the platitudes of her parents. She placed it all inside of her, never believing her mirror, until a young man sauntered into her life. And when she saw her true image in the mirror of his eyes, she embraced the glittering glow reflecting into her own. In that moment, she became the vision of her dreams and no longer needed the mirror, for she had the truth in the sharp-eyed gaze of her hazel-eyed love. End poem.
Barbara, well done. Actually, quite fitting for the day I've had, but I'll cover that in a few moments. Very well done.
Thank you.
Barbara, and you're calling back for the return engagement. You got something.
Yes, I have. Excuse me. After dark singing. After dark.
You have something a little extra spicy for us.
Kind of different, yes. A little bit more after dark.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome. You're welcome, guys. This was, this is me on a plate, actually.
Barbara, excellent. Thank you very much. And look forward to hearing from you again real soon.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was Barbara on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. So Barbara's poem hit on several points. We had computer problems at work. It was only a part, I can't even explain it, but basically part of our system was down.
Ooh.
Didn't affect me, affected every other male coworker except for me. So after they got done discharging people, it was me and a bunch of ladies. And they started talking about body issues and everything like that and how they feel about things. And I'm listening, but I'm not letting them know I'm listening. I'm just doing my job.
Right.
And finally, I hang up the phone, and I look over, I'm like, and guys really just don't care. Just show up naked with some beer, and we're good to go.
That's right.
Pretty much. All right. On a completely unrelated subject, we have Mary from Arizona. Mary, are you with us?
Oh, it's not number 7. Is it number 7 already, you guys?
It's number seven.
We did go 3 to 4 and 4 to 3, but now we're at 7, and none of that matters, really.
Kind of odd.
You want to break all the rules? That's fine. I'm fine with that.
You know what? I'm into breaking rules. Rules don't apply to me. It's all the other presidential candidates that they apply to.
Oh, you guys. Come on now. Okay. I'm going to be brief with my comments so I can share the song and move on because you guys are so lovely and I hate to even take a moment, but I just have to throw myself in here like you know, like in the den lion, and here I am. Maybe David. I don't know what I want to call myself. Danielle, give me a name.
Dionysus.
I'm really glad to be here. I'm really glad to be in Arizona. I'm really glad to be out of the hellhole that I lived in for so many years. And each moment, each breath eases me from all of that.
You were in Boulder?
And I look at the light, and on we go.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to do Patsy Cline. Poor baby died at 30 years old. in a plane crash that her manager was flying the plane, bad weather. We can make it, we can make it, we can make it. Well, here we go. That's a beautiful song. I'm going to share it. Crazy. Crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy for feeling so blue. I know you love me as long as you want it. And then someday for somebody I know. Why do I let myself worry? What did you do with that? All the crash ups. Oh, I'm sorry. They changed key. Give me a second. I'm crazy for love. Oh, you guys, I'm so embarrassed. You know, sometimes the keys aren't all they're supposed to be. And even all my health and my wealth of music can't put it together.
That's all right.
So I'll do it a cappella. I gotta do it a cappella because I'm full of myself and I gotta do it.
Okay.
And I'm crazy for loving you, crazy for trying, crazy for loving
you.
That's it. That's called winging it on an angel's wing.
You did. And you know what? You're in no lion's den. Whether you are or not, I'm going to give you a big thumbs up. You're going to live.
Oh, there we go.
You know,
there
I thought about...
Onward.
No, I thought about you were looking for a job for a pianist, right?
I am.
Here, it may be a little late for this season, but I know of a job that might actually interest you for next year.
Okay, I'm all ears.
I know that they hire pianists to tour around Yellowstone National Park and perform.
In the park?
Like Old Faithful Inn, the Lake Lodge, Roosevelt Lodge. They have pianos in all the lodges, and
yeah, so, you want to start making me weep? Put me somewhere like that and give me a nickel and feed me every Tuesday.
No, that's the thing.
I'm good till I die.
That's the thing. You're there for like a week at each lodge. They give you an employee dining room card. You go to their employee dining room. You get free meals three a day. They put you up in their lodging. My wife and I met up in Yellowstone. They put you up in their lodging. All you do is spend the gas to go from one place to the other once every 2 weeks.
My. So look it up. And all these quality people. Just imagine the people that are going to want to do this and the people you're around.
Oh, the amazing.
They're not just, yeah.
Well, no. You'd qualify. I mean, I've heard lots of people come through the Old Faithful Inn when I worked there. I'd sit in the lobby and listen to the pianists, and I'd write poetry. And I think you'd be great at it.
Oh, yeah. We are among people like that right now as we listen here, and I thank you for that. And I really thank you for your input and your love and your outstanding performances. And I'm going to find something. There's a high school down the road, yo, and I used to accompany high school way upon a time in Oklahoma in the 80s, and I'm fine with that. Just give me a penny and let me share. That's it.
There you go. And you're great. I thank you very much for all that you give our show, too.
Onward, guys. Let's get some good stuff before... Oh my God, with the After Dark. Come on now. Hurry up.
Well, no, we've got one more. I'm going to read a poem, and then we're going to go to After Dark. So we'll hurry.
Oh, okay. I'm listening all the way, baby. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mary. That was Mary on World Poetry Open Mic. the next evolution in Poetry Radio?
We actually do have the closer.
How did you pull that off?
Oh, dude, I am smooth.
You are smooth like KY with lanolin. Okay,
that's a little weird.
Okay, smooth like creamy peanut butter?
That'll work.
All right. So, please welcome from Florida, she is Diane.
Hello, how are you guys? Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine. He had you marked as you had dropped, so I forgive me for trying to skip over you. I didn't do it intentionally.
Okay, I'm sorry. You just broke up a little bit on me there, babe. Can you repeat that for me?
I said on our list, our producer had you marked as dropped off the line. We have color codings for how things go here. He had left you in the status of dropped off the line, and then
you're dropping right,
right.
Like crazy,
Diane,
right?
Just go into your poem. We're good.
Diane, go ahead and read your poem.
Okay, I can't understand a word you all guys are saying. Can you?
Yes.
Read your poem.
I'm hearing, no, I've got two computers on. Am I on or what?
You're on.
Yes,
you need to turn your listening device off and listen on the phone.
Okay. Okay, gentlemen. This is PK... PK29, Dream Strumming Mirror. Mirrors do not lie. People do, memories also. I remember how you used to saunter through my dreams, and in them I'm always running, trying to catch up. Why, I do not know. Like a will-o'-the-wisp, your light would shine so very briefly in dreams that seemed to transcend time and space and keep me apace of what I never knew but always sought to find. But then, in real life, how lucky it felt to finally hold that which was dreamt of for so very long. Butterflies only live around 20 days on average, although some may live up to a year. Perhaps, loves, perhaps it would have been better had we been ants or bees, workers in the line of commerce rather than butterflies in the sea of a dream. For how many butterflies can you fit on the head of a pin where angels now dwell? The answer would be not many, no more than one at a time. Better perhaps to have been your guardian angel than your butterfly. Better perhaps to have assisted a more suitable lifestyle than to have danced a dream that can become a nightmare. Sometimes late at night, I dream of drums. I hear them thrumming, and then I hear your voice, and I awaken bereft of your absence. At those times, I try to remember what it was you said or what it was I heard. At those times, I peer into a mirror darkly and think of the steaming smoke that used to emanate from your mouth, the savage cries you would make in the throes of passion, the jungle pain you seem so intent on carrying, a savage intensity beyond anything ever expected, where no hope is salvaged. And then I'll dream of moonlight on soft white covers, starlight over desert canyons, the hot sun hovering over the desert landscape, and hear the cries of the wild animals penetrating the night. Forgive me. Penetrating the night air en route to Pinda. I will hear Sangoma chants raised over the missing finger of a small child, the hiss of a match setting fire to a gasoline Ted whose body is held tight within a rubber tire, and the noises that radiate are not from animals roaring into the night, but those who would rebuild their world on the backs of young children. Later, over warm steam rising from a cup of coffee, I will think of you and remember to not think anymore, lest I accidentally wave a wand where the dream starts again. Only this time, perhaps, it's not a nightmare, but a miracle.
Well done, Diane.
Sorry, guys.
No worries. Thank you very much for calling our show.
All right. Bless you guys. You have a wonderful evening, and I love you.
We love you, too. That was Diane from Florida on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. That delay.
Woo.
If I was calling and I did, was hearing that, my performance would be just like, what? Hey, what? That? Oh.
I've heard that from you, too.
Well, that was in wrestling. You remember the time doing football and I like spoke into the microphone and it like went across this valley and then comes back at me and there was like this huge delay.
So awesome for
I'm like,
you.
Oh my God, I sound like a Greek god.
And then we also got lucky that night and had a flyover from Jets.
Right.
So it timed almost perfect with the start of the game.
That was great.
It's great. Hey, what do you got for us, brother?
Well, I got one that I called, I wrote it Wednesday also, called Glass Sneaker. Now, just kind of writing how I feel. I'm sure we've all felt like this before, but kind of using a analogy of something else to sum up how I feel. So this is entitled Glass Sneaker. James walks into the lunchroom at school. High school had been hard on him. Awkward, if you had to choose a single adjective. It's how he doth live between home and class. Cafeteria tray in his sweaty hands, heart racing in his chest. Ready to assume his position at the table in the corner, alone. Not cool enough to sit with the jocks, nor smart enough to sit with the academic elite. He didn't smoke cigarettes or weed. He felt the need to be alone. Square pegs often left unattended when there are only round holes to be found. James was used to this daily routine. High school students can be so mean and spiteful. He felt the sweat from his hands erupt on his forehead. He noticed a new set of eyes upon him. The homecoming queen, staring from her table. And all the eyes that were watching her were seeing James. He walked by and noticed day after day, but why should today be any different? But it was indeed. With the motion of her hand, she beckons him to join her. He sits. They talk. They eat. And they get to know each other. James felt as if he must be dreaming. Seemingly out of this world, he looks around to see if others notice as well. And yeah, they did. Hell yeah, they did. Gossip, school gossip, would not be the same for weeks to come. He felt like Cinderella going to the ball. Thank you. So,
a lot of people in the chat room love that one too.
Really?
Yes.
I'm surprised.
I was watching as you read. It was really good. It's a good poem. I like it.
Thank you. All right. So that'll do it for World Poetry Open Mic proper. We're going to close this portion of the show. Stay tuned if you want after dark. But for now, we will say goodnight, Robert Mordlin, wherever you're at.